Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Owned.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Hello, beautiful ones. It's Kelly riding solo today. Mr. Brian's in Canada doing important things because that's what Brian does. Like, right? Kind of fun. Hey, really quick before we jump in, make sure to get your Edge magazine. Look at this. Like, we like staged it. It looks all pretty. Thank you, Brett. Brett's DJ today.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Got that. Check it out for sure.
Yeah, go check it out. Like, right? We're working on the next one. So right now, my husband is in full, like, pulling his hair out because this is the time of month that he's, like, freaking out when making sure that the magazine's together. And, so everybody check it out. I don't talk about the magazine enough on the show, so I'm doing it today. And that's going to segue into our beautiful guest today, Wendy Benning Swanson. And I said your name right. I will say, like, Sam Smith wrong, like, without, but it, like, I got it. She is a partner of the Edge magazine. Check her out. Her last article on Ho'oponopono was like, well, actually, the first one you read about loss of a partner, I, like, was crying. And, like, Steve, when he was laying it out, was crying because he just, artist. Headlines, and he saw it, and he just, like, I felt the emotion with it, and I was like, oh my gosh, Wendy'd be so proud. I was like, yay, right? Okay, so I just kind of rambled it in. Wendy Benning Swanson is a guide, a healer, and a teacher. There's a lot going on with her and her story, and while she's here, and why she's sitting with us today. So welcome.
Thank you.
Yay. Was that a long little rambling?
Right? I'm happy to be here.
Oh, it's going to be a good one. Okay. So you are on a show called Being Curious. So let's kick this off. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Like, I have your bio and I could read that, but I think you're going to give it to a lot more juicy. So like talk a little bit about yourself, and then what are you curious about? And then I'll start launching into any other questions that just keep flowing. And by the way, the room is getting full. Everybody that knows what's going on in our world, there's a lot of beautiful support here, there, and everywhere in our room today. And I can tell that Brett feels it. Brett, you're not going to be bored on this one.
No, never am on the
okay.
show.
Okay, that's actually right. Like, Do you ever get bored in shows?
You can't be on their show. No.
No. This is too much fun.
No, not really on any shows. No.
Oh, okay. Well, look at you being such an ambassador. That's awesome. Okay, Wendy, tell us. Talk to us.
Oh, well, thank you.
The floor is yours.
Well, I'm a guide, healer, and teacher, and with the Modern Mystery School. That's where I've been certified. And my story really started when about almost 15 years ago, and my husband, who was, you know, the love of my life, he passed away and left me with a one-year-old son. And of course, there's a lot of, trauma that comes with losing a spouse. But it really, for me, started my journey of searching and trying to understand what goes on in life and what happens when we die. And so, you know, from that moment, and I did write a book about it.
What's the book?
The book is called My Journey Towards, oh my gosh, why can't I remember it? It's been so long. Life After Death, My Journey Towards, oh my gosh, I can't remember it.
It's not important. Everybody, we're going to get it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
But the thing that's fascinating about it is the journey to writing that book. And the reason I wrote it was because I needed to get the story out. At the time, there wasn't any information out there about, someone my age, I was 30 at the time, who had lost a spouse. And, you know, there's so many pieces of grief and death that I didn't even know or understand, and that I went through, and I wanted people to really understand from someone's perspective when they're going through it.
And he passed unexpectedly.
Unexpectedly. Correct. Yeah.
And I think there's if, and I'm not saying that there's a gift in the saying goodbye, but you have a little bit more time to plan and unpack.
Right.
Rather than
when it's just an instant.
And you get a phone call.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, from, you know, through that journey, I met a lot of different people, a lot of psychics. I went to a lot of retreats and really found spirituality from that experience. And the whole time, though, I was searching. There was still, like, this searching. So, you know, I experienced him after he died. I had conversations with him. I learned what happens when he dies.
Are you willing to give a little bit of that insight today?
Yeah, I mean, he...
Because I know there's others out there that have lost a beautiful partner in crime, right?
Yeah.
And to be able to say, I mean, to psychics and... I mean, I think there, I mean, we could do a show just on that.
Right.
We
could.
Right.
And mediums. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
How was that experience of, because I, oh my gosh, I know if, I mean, I'm married and I know one of us is going to go and I don't know if we're going to go, one's going to go first or the other, but I know I'm going to want to get on speed dial with someone right away. Of course, our own gifts and abilities, but, mm-hmm. How was that like when you were able to reach out and then you connected with someone in the earth plane that was able to really dial in with his soul and his essence? What would you be willing to share with our audience on that?
I mean, for me, I didn't have any experience with it before that.
Sure.
I was just kind of walking through life,
right?
Yeah, right. And it was like the most exciting thing I think I could ever experience, because he was gone but he wasn't. Where was he? And my mother had also passed away not long before he did. So I had a couple people that I was reaching out to.
Yeah.
And we connected and they were there and they gave me so much peace. It gave me peace and it made me realize there's more to this physical existence than I had known, thought about, wanted to know. And it really made me think, well, what is this all about? Why am I here? Okay, he's gone, but he's still around. What does that mean for me? What does that mean for the rest of my life? But the answers didn't necessarily, they weren't like right there. So it really started the journey of searching for what this life is all about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the writing of the book, and I know the reason I can't remember is because I really, once I wrote it, that part of my life was done. I needed to get it out and for people to have something to go to.
Yeah.
But that wasn't, I didn't want that to be who I was. The rest of my life was based on the fact that my husband had passed away. It was just an aspect of me, just a piece.
Mm-hmm. A chapter.
A chapter of my story.
Of the book that you can't remember the name of.
There's a reason.
There's a total reason. Not, and it'll come back to us. Don't worry about it. No.
It's on Amazon, so you can look up my name.
There we go.
It'll be there. So, I just kept searching.
Right.
Like there's something more, and I wanted to find it. And so I've tried a lot of different things, which I'm sure people on this show have dabbled
In
everything.
Oracle so what cards. Different, what time modalities did you dabble with?
I would do retreats. I worked with mediums, practiced doing mediumship, working on my intuition, started working with Sunny Dawn Johnston on angel communication. Jody Harvilla, worked with her. She really supported me a lot, especially with the grieving piece through the whole journey. Helping me to understand myself and that he was gone, but I'm still here. I'm alive. I need to live. And they just really supported me in this foundation of spirit, that there's more to this. We're here for a purpose. You know, some of us die early and that was, they have their own purpose in that as well. But while we are here, we could just live our lives day by day, just get up, go to work, come home, eat, go to bed, get up, go to work, come home, eat, go to bed, and just live that way our whole lives.
And maybe if that's what we signed up for, right?
But we have choice.
Right.
We absolutely have choice. But I just felt like there was more. Like, that didn't seem like Steve is somewhere, he's communicating. Like, there's somewhere beyond this. Right. Why? Why is it set up that way?
Yeah.
I wasn't religious, so I didn't have a lot of dogma in, you know, what happens when we die. So, and I just kept searching. I kept feeling like there's something out there that I'm missing,
right.
Like that's being hidden, I guess you could say. And so I kept searching. I did all the classes and I did Reiki, and there's still this part of me that's like, but there's something more. Mm-hmm. There's something more you're missing. Maybe it was my angels and guides, like, you know, kind of keep going.
Right. What messages would he give to you when you said, because I'm sure you checked in with him, and what's it like? I mean, what guidance would he share with you from the beyond?
Yeah, what I would say is, like, I wouldn't say that we have, like, a telephone connection. Like, you know, I can just go, and he'll give me a response. But every piece of my journey, when I would do the retreats and do the mediumship, he was always there, like, rooting me on.
Mm.
Both my parents and him.
Yeah.
You know, because society doesn't look positively necessarily on mediumship or, you know, all of it.
Right.
And so, you know, the fact that he, from where he was rooting me on, that gave me more confidence to continue on and continue to try to go down this path.
Right.
It's always every single step I've done, even with this, you know, the path on the mystery, modern mystery school, he validates everything I'm learning. He comes in, gives me a sign, and is like, okay, like this is the truth. Oh, that's
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's a blessing. Because we have to have faith, right?
Right.
But I have guidance.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
You have a lot of guidance.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're 30 years old. Your husband transitions. You write a book, which we'll get for you. And.
Okay, I got it. Finding Joy After Loss, My Journey Through Grief.
That's a mouthful. Like, I can understand it. It's all good.
Yeah.
Did you see the cover? And then,
yeah,
right?
It's right there.
And we can get it on Amazon.
Yep.
And I'm sure it's a great tool for people that have gone through that unexpected transition.
Yeah, I've had a lot of people reach out to me and just, you know, it's kind of words that, it's things you're going through that no one talks about.
Right.
So people were happy to have something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're going to retreats. You're living in the earth plane, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're curious and you're going through all these beautiful things, but then you're also living in you're a mom and you're a wife. I mean, you still are a wife, right? But then you also are you, and you're now like thrust into this new energy, this new chapter of your life. And then you discover the Modern Mystery School. And I'm going to just touch on that at this segment because we're already wrapping up segment one. But let's, before we that, you curiosity, because we got to do the curiosity in here. Curiosity got you to that next step. And I have a feeling curiosity helped you through your grieving and transition and joy and finding love again. And all of these different and things going on all simultaneously. So give us a little bit on the strength of that curiosity?
Yeah, it what happened was I just dove into my next thing. I decided I wanted to start a business. I wanted to be a successful businesswoman. And so I started a staffing firm, and I became like the self-help guru. So I would go around and go to all the, these aren't necessarily spiritual ones. These are like the business ones.
Sure.
I was a part of business groups, Vistage. I was doing everything I could to make myself a better business owner, business person. And as I went through them all, I did everything they said, but there was something still missing.
Yeah.
Always. So it was like, and it was, of course, it was the spiritual piece.
Right.
And I heard this talk, and this woman, her name is Teresa Bullard, and she talked about the mystery school, and she said, you can become a better version of yourself. And then she explained how to do that, and that's where it went.
Okay. Wrapping up segment one, Wendy Benning Swanson, guide, healer, and teacher. We'll be right back. Do you or someone in your family suffer from nightmares? Is your home cluttered and you can't seem to clear it out? Your home or office may have low vibrational energy, and it could be impacting you and your family. Using the ancient techniques of dowsing, Master Dowser Annette Regalo can raise the vibration of your home or office by identifying and curing stress lines and negative vortexes that may be creating disharmony in your home or office. Annette has over 20 years of dowsing experience and is passionate about creating high vibrational spaces for others to live and work. Contact Annette today at 612-394-3736 or AnnetteRegalo.com to schedule your free dowsing consultation. When you transform the energy of your environment, you transform your life. Remember, that's AnnetteRegalo.com. AnnetteRegalo.com.
Exciting news! The Being Curious Show is undergoing a transformative shift, transitioning to a podcast-only format starting February 2024. Join us on all major podcast platforms at the Edge Network for interrupted access to enlightening and curious conversations. Don't miss a single episode as we delve into thought-provoking discussions. Embrace the transformative and stay tuned for an immersive auditory experience that sparks curiosity. Subscribe on your preferred podcast platform now. Be a part of the Being Curious Show here, there, and everywhere.
And we're back. I think we're back. Are we back, Brett?
You are as back as ever.
Okay, rock on. It's weird hearing your own voice on playback. So I'm just like, oh gosh. And I stumbled on a word and I get all critical and oh my gosh, you guys. The adventure that we're on. So this is the Being Curious Show. I'm Kelly. Brian is in Canada. And I'm here with the amazing guide, healer, and teacher, Wendy Benning Swanson. And we just started to talk a little bit about her discovery of the Modern Mystery School. So I don't know if anybody in our audience, I'm sure you've heard of the Modern Mystery School. And there, you know what? There's a lot of mystery around such a beautiful place. So tell us about how you got introduced to it. I think that's how you teed up this segment. And what made you, and I'm not going to just like go crazy with curiosity, but you did retreats. You were working with different guides. But I have this feeling that the approach, the teachings, the energy around the Modern Mystery School just kind of was like I see a yellow brick road when I'm working with people, and I just kind of see it as a glowing yellow brick road where you're like, okay, I've done this. I'm building a really successful staffing firm, but there's this little golden path that I want to explore. Tell me more.
Yeah. As I was saying, I heard Teresa Bullard, who's an international instructor. She was on the Gaia channel. Open Minds, and she has her own show, Mystery Teachings. But she said on that show that she was actually speaking about Kabbalah, taking Kabbalah, but she said, you can become a better version of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that just because I, like I said, I've done.
You're like over here, you're like, I'm doing all this
yeah,
stuff,
like
right?
I've done everything else in the physical, you know, matrixy, I guess you can say, world. And every time I would go, it would be like, oh, yeah, this is great. But then I'd go home and nothing would have really changed.
Okay.
You know, maybe little pieces here and there, but I never felt anything really shift.
Now, is this in the business sense, physical sense, nutrition sense, those or the spiritual?
I would say in the business and spiritual.
Okay.
Really. Because I was doing the both kind of at the same time during that period. It was really when I was healing from the grief and writing my book. And, I finished my book and it was like kind of took mm-hmm. another step forward. And so she said you needed to find someone to do a life activation. And there's people all over the country that can do that. And you just have to go online and find a practitioner. And I did that. There was someone locally in town. I'd signed up without even calling her. I'm like, okay, let's give it a try.
Right.
And, you know, it's not, I mean, it's a beautiful healing. At the time, I thought it was a little weird, a little different. and I left and I was like, okay, you know, but the shifts in my life were, they were magical. And for me, I didn't realize at that point that I was empathic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I knew I had intuition. I could, you know, connect with spirit and everything, but I didn't understand that the true depth of my empathic nature until I went to the state fair. And I didn't realize how much I hated the state fair because of how empathic I am. But I went to the state fair and it was like, it was so much fun. And I was like, what happened? Like, why? Nothing in particular happened. It was just a normal going to the state fair. But I had realized that I wasn't taking in everyone's energy.
Mm-hmm.
I was more sovereign in my energy. And the only thing that really had happened is the life activation. So, it activates your life. It's a reconnects you to your divine blueprint and activates your DNA. It reconnects you to the truth of who you are. And so it's different what happens for everybody
right.
and how that manifests. But that was big for me because I didn't realize how much of my physical body and my being and my way of being was connected to everyone around me and how it didn't need to be anymore. That I can be sovereign in my energy. I don't need to take on everyone's energy that's around me. And that was even a possibility, that there was even that could shift, you know,
right.
it just completely shifted me in who I am as a being. I was more stable. I was more strong,
mm-hmm.
I guess you could say, in who I am. There's just a shift, and there's a shift for everyone that does that healing.
So tell us a little bit about that life activation healing.
Yeah. So it's an ancient healing that used to be only reserved for high-level initiates in the mystery school tradition. And it was handed down. We call it the lineage of King Solomon. And so it's been handed down from the time of King Solomon, which has been about 3,000 years, orally through initiates, through the tradition of the mystery school. And until in 1997... the mystery school was able to be opened up to the public. It had been open to the public before, but it didn't work out because, you know, the teachings of the mystery school, just the public wasn't ready for them, let's say, until 1997. The founder of the mystery school's name is Gudni Gundason, and he is the one that opened it up to the public. And brought the life activation healing to the public.
How did he know that it was time?
Well, he is a...
I know he's not here, so yeah. I know you're not, right?
But... Yeah, I can't speak for him, but I mean, I can say he was a part of the Golden Dawn tradition. And it was just known that it was time for the school to be open to the public, and he was the one that was chosen to do it. There had been people chosen before, but it didn't quite get anywhere. So he's actually the one that has been able to maintain it and continue bringing it out. It's much different when something's hidden,
right,
as opposed to something being out in the public.
Right.
It's a much different way of being for a school.
So you have the life activation. You come across to me as a researcher that you wouldn't just jump in because, oh, that was cool, right? So tell me what resonated with, out of all of the classes and the retreats and the people that you studied with, tell me why the Modern Mystery School is glowing around you and why that just, it called to you, it whispered to you, it felt right. You tried it on, you were like, oh, like, right?
Yeah.
Tell me more about that.
Yeah, so I did the life activation and something happened. I was like, okay. And
you're going to the state fair. Everybody's cool. You're rocking it out.
I'm feeling amazing with all these people around. So the next, you know, she said the next option was a full spirit activation where you reconnect your soul to your physical body, okay, basically. And I did that and I continued to feel a lot of this is that it's not tangible. You can't always explain, but something happened and something happened that stuck. I started to just feel better, feel more whole, feel more sovereign. And I did a couple other healings with her. And every time it worked, I changed. Something in me changed, shifted. Right. And, I just, like I said, everything else I had done, it felt good for a little bit, but then it kind of went away.
You just have the word rediscover over your head.
Yeah.
It's like you just rediscovered. You were like, oh.
Yeah, it was like, this is what I've been looking for. Like I wanted, and I was thinking about it the other day, because I'm finally there, like I wanted to feel good in my physical body. I wanted to have joy that lasted. I could wake up in the morning, have joy, go to bed at night, have joy. And I mean, every single thing I've done in this school has brought me closer to joy. And we talk a lot about that being as being know thyself. Mm. That's where that joy comes from, knowing who you are, who you truly are. Which is what started when my husband died. It was like, okay, wait, when you die, you're alive? Like, what? Then who am I?
Right.
And why am I here? What is this all about? Because I'm still alive. And so, yeah, the life activation, every single piece just like woke me up more to who I truly am.
That's really powerful.
Yeah.
Okay, so... how does somebody get to know more about the Modern Mystery School?
Well, it is an international organization, and they're in 50 countries worldwide. Their main headquarters is in Toronto,
okay,
and Japan.
Have you ever been to Toronto or Japan?
I've been to Toronto many times. That's okay. Where their main programs are. Not Japan, but I'm hoping to at some point. And then, so there's practitioners literally around the world. And on the Modern Mystery School International website, you can go on that website and they have, you can find practitioners wherever you are located. And it'll tell you if they can do life activations or if they are a guide and they can do Empower Thyself classes.
So you have the life activation and then you connected your soul with your physical body. What was that called again?
The full spirit.
Full spirit. And then you experienced that. And then what's next after that that you did?
There's the next one we usually recommend is a cord cutting negative energy removal. So it just cleans up your energy structure. But really the next piece is called a class called Empower Thyself. It's a 2-day class. And at the end of the class, you receive an initiation. And it's an initiation where you receive 10 times more light for your life. So we spend 2 days teaching about the mysteries, hidden information about the structure of the universe, angels, it's a life-changing class for people.
And just to let everyone know, she actually has a class coming up February 3rd and 4th, 2024. It is a 2-day class. Now, is it in person and hybrid, or how can people attend?
It is in person. It has to be in person because it's an oral tradition.
Right. After I asked that, I was like, nope. But the words are already coming out, so I'm just going to let it flow.
Yeah, the mystery school is an oral tradition. Mm-hmm. So for 3,000 years, it has been handed down from teacher to student. And also, it's as we're talking, the energy is building and flowing, and that's what allows for the initiation to happen. So that's why it takes 2 days. It's that much energy.
Right.
Yeah.
So if someone's curious right now, like, okay, I would like to know more, not only can we get it on your website, and that's WendyBenningSwanson.com. And I'm going to spell it just because there's a lot going on. WendyBenningSwanson.com. I wanted to make sure I articulated every single letter because I didn't want to slur it out. And there's information on the class on
yes.
your website,
yep.
correct?
Okay. And they can sign up.
What if someone was curious and someone was like, oh, I kind of want to, but give them a little bit more. Like, what is if you had like a minute to sit down with someone at a cocktail party and they were like, oh, gosh, yeah, I totally would love to know more. What would you share to them about getting them to be curious about that, going to your website and finding out more about this 2 days, February 3rd and 4th, Empower Thyself class?
Yeah, what I would say is, you know, have you ever felt like there was something you were missing in life? Have you ever felt like you wanted to understand the mysteries of the universe, but, you know, that everything you had tried up to that point just wasn't doing it for you? Have you ever wanted to be a warrior of the light? Have you ever wanted to be a light worker, someone who is bringing the light in for society? Think about if you receive 10 times more light, what does that mean in your life? You're bringing 10 times more light out to the people you serve,
right?
To your clients, to the world. Have you ever wanted to be that person who's bringing in the light, who's going to be the one that's going to be shifting all the negativity in the world to the light? And it's a big thing when you start saying it that way.
Right, it is. I'm like, oh, that's a little beyond a dinner party conversation, right?
It is hard to have this conversation at a dinner party because people just get overwhelmed with it.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, you guys. Wrapping up segment two, Wendy Benning Swanson, guide, healer, and teacher, Modern Mystery School. She is doing the Empower Thyself class February 3rd and 4th. We'll be right back.
Calling all vendors. Join the mystical gathering at Edge Life Reawakened. Unleash your offerings at Edge Life Reawakened in a captivating Minneapolis on March 2nd, 2024 from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. at the Delta Hotel. This collaborative event by Edge Magazine and Awakenings beckons vendors in paranormal, metaphysical, and holistic realms. With 75 plus vendor spots and sponsorship opportunities, this is your chance to shine. Tea leaf readers, crystal experts, and
holistic healers. Showcase your talents. Connect with the authors and publishers in metaphysical and holistic health and wellness and so much more. Be a part of the extraordinary. Apply now at edgemagazine.net/EdgeLifeEventsReawakened. For further details, contact Kelly Wagner at kelly@edgemagazine.net or 612-251-6666. Amplify your presence at Edge Life Reawakened. Ever find yourself stuck, disconnected, or overwhelmed in life? Meet Wendy Benning Swanson, a beacon of transformation who emerged from her own healing journey to reconnect with her inner power. Now, she's on a mission to guide others on a path of rediscovery. Wendy's healing sessions clear mind clutter, ease anxiety, and bring joy, leading you back to your true nature. Ready to explore your inner power? Join Wendy for a complimentary one-hour session. Curious? Schedule your free consultation at wendybenningswanson.as.me/ZOOM. That's what happens when you strategize in the middle of a show. It's kind of fun. Wendy and I are talking about the light. It's the Being Curious show. I'm Kelly. This is Wendy. We've got DJ Brett keeping things flowing, right?
Indeed, keeping it flowing.
So, Brett, what are you curious about on this one?
What am I curious about? Ooh, I got to think about that for a second.
Okay, if you just burst right in.
Yeah,
we're going to be talking about the light.
The light? All right.
And you know what I mean? I mean, you gotta bring the light in.
Gotta bring the light, yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's often what happens when I talk about this work.
Yeah.
People look at me like, it's so much.
Right.
And it's hard sometimes to really know what to say when you're talking about the light. What do you mean when you're talking about the light? 10 times more light, what does that even mean?
Right.
You know?
So how do you break that down for people? Right?
Yeah.
Because it's powerful.
It's powerful. Yeah. And like I said, a lot of us are just getting up, going to work, you know, taking the kids to school, coming. You know, we're not thinking about having more light in our lives
and
or what that even looks like. The magic.
There's a place in Eden Prairie, Taste of Asia, and they make great pho. And I just sometimes on a cold day, like some pho just is like awesome. And I snuck in and I'm sitting down and it was actually after the light activation, just in full transparency, Wendy and I are working together and I just wanted to have I didn't want to go and be a business person. I didn't want to be a mom. I just wanted to go somewhere. No one knew who I was and just kind of sit and have this beautiful bowl of goodness. And I remember looking around and seeing these two couples and I'm like, they're just living. Like, yeah. They're just waking up. And it just was really interesting because I felt so full of light at the time and feel like I just wanted to, like, tell everybody about the light and how good it feels. And I don't know, this expansion. And I was seeing and feeling rather than, like, thinking English, if that makes any weird sense. It was all these sensories going on. And I just, again, wanted to ground with the pho. And I'm looking at these people and I'm like, I don't want to say they don't get it. Cause like, that's just, that's not right of me to even be saying that. But I was like, I just want to go, there's so much more.
Yeah.
There's so much more.
Yeah.
And okay. And then I'm like, okay, I'll just enjoy my pho. And I'll just enjoy my pho.
Yeah.
So the 10 times light, but then I know there's ways as you progress with your, do you want to call them studies? Do you want to call them?
We call it a path.
Path. Beautiful.
It's
on
a
your
journey.
Path.
Yeah,
on your journey. So tell us about that path.
Yeah. So the Empower Thyself class is the first step. You get 10 times more light. And then after you take Empower Thyself, you have the opportunity to actually go to Toronto. They actually do it in Toronto. They do it in London. And they also do it in Brazil to take a class called Healers Academy, where you would become a second step initiate and you receive 100 times the light. And you actually learn the process of doing a life activation yourself so that then you can go out and serve and bring more light to other people. Because the goal truly about the path is to bring what we call Shambhala, which is a Tibetan Buddhism term, but it's really about bringing peace to people, peace on earth, mm-hmm. bringing in the light to the world.
Right.
And and it's all about service.
Right.
So, you know, so you can go and you don't have to, you know, you can just stop at that point. There's never like a requirement to move forward.
It's a path.
It's a path. You choose. You can go the next year, 10 years, you know. But the next step is to become a life activation practitioner. Mm-hmm. You receive 100 times the light. And when I went to get to become a life activation practitioner, I was still a business owner.
Okay.
And I was not going to become a life activation practitioner.
Okay.
I was going to just get 100 times the light.
You're like, woohoo! I want the light! 10 was great! 100's going to be amazing!
Exactly!
I'm going to Toronto. Let's do it.
So I was like, I'm not doing this for my life. This is not. This is. I'm a business owner.
So you get there.
So I get there. And I mean, it just, it was amazing. And I left. I got received the light. I left. And then...
Did you feel the difference between the 10 and the 100?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Just that much more joy, a lot more joy and, I don't know,
light?
Understanding of who you are. Light. Yeah. So, but then this is what happened. A friend of mine wasn't feeling good. She was complaining about something. And, I was like, well, I have this thing called the life activation. She's like, sure. I was like, okay. And I gave her one. And it worked. Like, her life changed in an instant. She, like, was going this direction, and then she went that direction. I was like, oh, okay. And another friend was like, oh, I'm not doing great. I'm like, okay, I have this thing. Like, I mean, I'm a business owner. I'm not a healer. Yeah. But these are people I know. So I'm like, I have this thing called life activation. Okay, sure. I trust you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And her life changed completely. And so, like you said, I'm kind of a researcher. It's like, this stuff works.
Yeah.
I was in awe. I was in awe of it because it was not the path I was going down.
Right.
And then I took a class. They have a class called Kabbalah, which is originally what Teresa Bullard had said can, you know, shift you into a better version of yourself. And by the time I got to the top of the tree, it's a 10-month program, it was like, I'm not meant to be owning a business anymore. This is not what I'm meant to be doing. And that's when I got a call from a broker who wanted to buy my business and sold it and decided to do this full time because I could see the transformation in people's lives.
Right.
I'm not doing the healing. I'm bringing people the light for them to heal themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such an honor to be that person for people. It's the best. I mean, I just every day I'm so grateful that I'm not a business owner. I'm not a staffing business owner anymore because that life just didn't have as much joy to it.
You know what, though? But it's a part of your path.
And it's definitely helped me in a lot of ways of understanding business.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm definitely glad I went down that path. I don't think I would be doing this if I hadn't. Mm-hmm. So for sure, it's part of my journey.
So tell us about dating again. Tell us about where you're at today in that capacity, because I have a feeling that there are some of our beautiful listeners that are like, okay, what happened, right? And I do want to – today's brought to you about the circles and the broken chains and the links and coming in. Angela Zabel knows exactly what I'm talking about. Tell us about doing that,
yeah.
Because we know that – Steve,
mm-hmm.
From the other side was like, okay, so I'm not here. And you have so much love and you have so much light. So you're coming into all of this. So tell us about meeting. Go for it.
Yeah. So one of the first things I did was when I was on my first journey of understanding the world of spirituality, Wayne Dyer's book, The Power of Intentions. Mm. And so I, again, like being a researcher, I was like, okay, let's see if this really works. Yeah. And I wrote down a list of what I was looking for. And sure enough, and the thing on that list, this, I wrote this in my book, but the thing that on that list that I put that was like not possible was he had to be Australian.
Oh, there you go. That's very specific.
I mean, like, if this is going to work,
why
then
Australian?
Find me. I lived there for a year, and I don't know. I just wanted to see if it would work.
But there's something with the frequency and the energy and the cadence of an Australian that made you put that on the list.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
keep going.
I loved living in Australia.
Yeah.
Well, I went to Las Vegas for a conference, and I met an Australian on the street. We started talking.
Australian on the street.
Okay, I know. It was so.
That's great.
It was so random.
And this is for your business. This is for
staffing. I went
staffing.
To Vegas for a staffing conference.
Okay, got it. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're wearing your business.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. So
you're on the street.
Met this guy from Australia. We hit it off and we dated for about 6 months. And
who struck up the conversation with who?
He struck it up with me.
And you heard that accent.
Yep.
And you're like, you go right to your list. But then you're like, no, but you don't want to do that. Like, right? Like, okay. So in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
Are you on Las Vegas Boulevard at
yes,
this time?
Okay. Yeah.
So there's thousands of people around you.
Yes.
And our fantastic Australian friend strikes up a conversation with you. What did he say to you?
Yeah. There was like a street performer and he like said, the street performer said something to me, and then he said something to me, and I was like, are you from Australia? And so we started talking.
Okay.
But it didn't work out, but what I realized from that experience is, first of all, the power of it.
Yeah.
And that what I had put on my list wasn't actually what I really wanted.
Ah, okay.
I thought it was.
Right. So you're dating the Australian for 6 months.
Yep. And then, so I make another list. I meet another gentleman. There were things on that list I realized I didn't want from that experience.
Sure. You're like cross, cross, cross.
And yep. And then I made another list, and that's when I met my husband, Chad, which it's, you know, if you, the first time I made the list, I didn't know who I was. I didn't know. So it worked out that way because I don't think he wouldn't have liked me. With the first, I had to do a lot of changing because I hadn't dated for years and years and years.
Right.
So
tell us about Chad.
Chad, we...
Like, as you light up when you say his name, by the way.
We have... we've been married now. It'll be 10 years this year.
Wow.
And we have an 8-year-old daughter. And he adopted my 1-year-old son that I had with Steve. And it's an amazing, magical circle because my parents are both gone. And so Steve's parents are Kayla's grandparents.
Okay.
And, my daughter's grandparents.
So you have that.
Yeah. And my husband and Steve's dad both like to fish and are very close. So it's they took Chad in and we still spend time with them. And, you know, they're Chase's grandparents, but also Kayla's grandparents.
Yeah.
And my mother-in-law, Chad's mother, is also very close with them as well. So it really, it just always amazes me at how it works. And when you just put love out there and it doesn't matter who it is. And Steve's family is very loving, obviously, and caring. And wanted to keep us as part of their family.
Yeah.
So that's a beautiful,
I just see bonus.
Family. Yeah.
It's just this bonus.
It is.
It's the word unconventional came at first, but that was a societal term. And then I went, no, it's a bonus.
It is.
It's a bonus. And you guys choose to do it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's the power of the chosen tribe around us.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful.
That's flippin' awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing. And you know, I would not have understood life if...
Did Steve bring you Chad? Was he a part of it?
I definitely, yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. And I've seen, like, Steve hanging out with Kayla. You know, she was born after he died. And it's like, it's almost like Chad communes with Steve sometimes in the depths of sleep or, you know, whatever, you know. It's all connected.
It's flippin' awesome. I almost swore twice, Brett, because it's so cool. And I caught myself. Woohoo! I
had the beep button ready to go.
I know you did. But it's so cool.
Yeah, like, it's beautiful.
Our chosen family, I want to do a show on our chosen family because it's just, it's so incredibly powerful. And, you know, thank you to Chad for loving you fearlessly and knowing the backstory, knowing that you're only available due to loss.
Yep.
But then turning that loss into gain, if that makes any sense. That's
absolutely
the bonus. That's that's so amazing.
Yeah.
You guys, check out Wendy. Just, you know, be curious. WendyBenningSwanson.com, guide, healer, teacher. She is a proud ambassador for the Modern Mystery School and the glowing light that called to you as that you're on your path. She's having Empower Thyself February 3rd and 4th, 2024. You can find out all the information again on her website, WendyBenningSwanson.com. I will be in full transparency. I'm going to be attending this class and I'm really excited about it. And I definitely want to bring you back on the show and we can talk about our magical weekend and, oh my gosh, 10 times the light. You can imagine what's already coming through. Like, holy cow, let's do this. Like, right? Any parting words?
No, thank you so much. This has been fun.
Good. I like fun.
Yeah.
I tell people it kind of goes fast, and it does. Being Curious Show, I'm Kelly. Thank you so much for listening. Check us out on AM 950, but all the podcast platforms. And stay curious. Mahalo.